translation with a very nice purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai, Jai Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, O Personality of Godhead, you are situated in everyone, in every living entity's heart, as the Supreme Director. And therefore you are aware of all endeavors by your superior intelligence, without any hindrance whatsoever. Purport. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart as the witness, and as such He is the Supreme Director of sanction. The director is not the enjoyer of the fruits of action. For without the Lord's sanction, no one can enjoy. For example, in a prohibited area, a habituated drunkard puts forward his application to the director of drinking. And the director, considering his case, sanctions only a certain amount of liquor for drinking. We'll show you a little video afterwards about this drinking. Similarly, the whole material world is full of many drunkards, in the sense that each and every one of the living entities has something in his mind to enjoy. And everyone desires the fulfillment of his desires very strongly. The Almighty Lord, being very kind to the living entity, as the Father is kind to the Son, fulfills the living entity's desire for his childish satisfaction. With such desires in mind, the living entity does not actually enjoy, but he serves the bodily whims unnecessarily, without profit. The drunkard does not derive any profit out of drinking, but because he has become a servant of the drinking habit and does not wish to get out of it, the merciful Lord gives him all facilities to fulfill such desires. The impersonalists recommend that one should become desireless, another recommend banishing desires altogether. That is impossible. No one can banish desires altogether, because desiring is the living symptom. Without having desires, a living entity would be dead, which he is not. Therefore, living conditions and desire go together. Perfection of desires may be achieved when one desires to serve the Lord. And the Lord also desires that every living entity banish all personal desires and cooperate with his desires. That is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmaji agreed to this proposal, and therefore is given the responsible post of creating generations in the vacant universe. Oneness with the Lord, therefore, consists of dovetailing one's desires with the desires of the Supreme Lord. That makes for the perfection of all desires. The Lord, as the super soul in the heart of every living being, knows what is in the mind of each living entity, and no one can do anything without the knowledge of the Lord within, by his superior intelligence. The Lord gives everyone the chance to fulfill his desires to the fullest extent, and the resultant reaction is also awarded by the Lord. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuru militam jena tasmai shri kurave nama. Sri chaitanya manovistam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadama yam datati svapadandikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhattavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karuti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim. Yat Kripatamam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on the Srimad Bhagavatam today. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Tamala Krishna Vaswamine Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravane Pracharine Navrisheshishinavadi Paskata Desatarine. My humble obeisances to all the audience here and online. Thank you for attending this class. Vancha kalpa drubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha paditanam pavanebhyo vashnavebhyo namo nama. When I saw the verse at glance a few days ago, I was in the middle of doing something and I just flipped through and I said, oh, this is a very nice verse, and I didn't bother to prepare on it because it's something that something that I have a little small realization every morning. I'll repeat the verse again. Lord Brahma said, O personality of Godhead, you are situated in every living entity's heart as the supreme director, and therefore you are aware of all endeavors by your superior intelligence without any hindrance whatsoever. That means that the Lord, he sees everything in the heart of all the living entities. It's localized as the Paramatma. And he does not interfere, that's what he says here, without hindrance. However, he does interfere in the case of the wish of the devotees. The Lord, he knows the program, the plan that we're making, each one of us, every day. This is one of my realizations when in the morning I'm brushing my teeth and I take a shower. I pretty much offer the similar kind of prayer to the Lord. Something similar, you know, my dear Lord, you are in everyone's heart. You know, please prepare a few souls to meet me today and receive your message. Since I'm going to bhakti, I'm preparing my body, clean the body, clean the mind, chant my rounds. And my little prayer is not as pure like Lord Brahma. He's a pure devotee. But, you know, in a certain extent, it's a kind of, otherwise why would I go out and distribute books every day? The secret, sometimes devotees, they ask, what is the secret? It's not a technique. The secret of book distribution, to preach to people, savai balam balinam chaparisham, is the power given by God, but that power is given by Krishna within our heart first. He empower you, savai balam balinam chaparisham. But you have to pray for it, ask for it. You pray. That's the secret. When I get out of the car and I put my bag on my shoulder. You know, I'm getting old, almost 60 years old, and my legs, you know, pain in the knees. You know, pain, they kick in. People, they say, oh, you look quite young, or you look energetic, you don't look old at all. But, you know, you feel the weight, a little bit of the age in the body. And that's another prayer. You know, I of course, I carry less books. And I say, you know, Mukham Karo Tivachalam. By the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master, lame men can cross mountains. And then I feel good. I feel, you know, walking like a young boy. You forget about everything. You forget about the pain. So praying is very important. Here, Lord Brahma is embarking to create the universe. He's the Ambija Pradapita, the father, the seed-giving father of all the living entities. But first he has to build the house for all of us. And then he invites all the living entities from the abdomen of Lord Vishnu to come and reside in it, and gives us the chance to purify ourselves, to come in contact with his scriptures. Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually from the lips, you know, from the head of Lord Brahma, the four Vedas. He's the giver of this knowledge. He's very much present as the witness, along with the 33 million demigods. They're watching us at every step. Even when you are in the car or in the toilet and doing strange things, we all do strange things sometimes when we are alone. Kids, they do strange things. But, you know, you think, oh, nobody's watching me. I used to steal sweets when I was in the morning, go to the toilet and eat them. But, you know, demigods are there watching you, watching us. You become aware. So Lord Brahma, he's learned the secret for his devotional service, his prayers. And that's when the Lord, he grants him the tapa, the sound vibration, which it's the sound vibration creates Durga, the universe, is the beginning of the entanglement in this world. And the same sound vibration is given by the Lord to deliver us. You know, tapa. Tapasya is the sound that creates the prison house. And the Hare Krishna mantra is the sound to get out of the prison house. Durga means prison. Material world is prison. And the tree, trident, the fork of Durga, it's the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So she keeps pushing us down. We try to get up, get out, try to feel free. We think we are free. They make songs about freedom, birds flying, but we are all in this prison house, material world. So devotees, out of compassion, they go out and preach to give people a chance to deliver themselves. And we give them these books. We give them the holy name. So that's the reason why I didn't prepare for this class. It's a beautiful verse, because it's, as a devotee, we have to understand the secret behind your success is prayer. Just like in the Catholic Church, I used to ask to the priest, you know, what can I do to get the favor of Christ? Ask and you shall receive. Just ask for it. People, oh, Vishwambar, how do you manage to get big donations? £50, £100, £30 donation for a book. I ask for it. There is no secret. Ask for it. Ask people. Sometimes they say, how much should I give you? I say, £1 million will do. Give £1 million. Only £1 million, no more than that. Sometimes people, they laugh. Then I say, no, give us an idea how much to give. You know, this is a good book. Like the boys, you know, I'm going to show you in a minute, you know, in the pub. I never used to go in the pub before to distribute books, but I do now. I go in all the filthy places. So, and I tell people, you know, just put one hand on your heart, one hand in your pocket, and the Lord in your heart will tell you how much to give. And so it's an adventure. There's a couple, you know, boys, very nice boys. And I tell them, like Prabhupada in the purport says, you know, that how to regulate a drunkard. When I go out, I don't just say book, you know, books about yoga, meditation, karma. If I'm talking to someone who is half drunk, then I'll say, you know, these books, they regulate your drinking. And you can enjoy your drink. They don't tell you to stop, but, you know, allegretto, nice. You can enjoy your drink, but without getting drunk, and then you get in trouble. I remember when I was a TP in Leicester, there was a couple of boys, drunkard, and outside the temple, I had to bring them in the temple. It was at the temple, it was a program. No, it was at the temple, yeah. And they were getting, I was looking from the window at night, you know, we got up, you know, all of us. So these boys, you know, getting kicked on the right, you know. And they were all drunk, these two boys. And then, you know, to get some relief, they turn around and they showed the left side of their body. And then they carried on being kicked. And I said, you know, look at that. The only relief is the, you know, you stop being kicked on the right and you turn around and then you start to take the beating on the left. So this is the material energy, very cruel. People, they suffer, you know, as a result of indulgence in too much sensory gratification. And they're kicked by Maya, left and right. And the only break, you know, is when they turn around. That's like we say, you know, what is the happiness in this world? Happiness is none other than a space between two suffering. You are in pain. I remember when I had a COVID, I was very much in pain. And then one day I felt no pain. And then people, devotees was asking me, how are you feeling? No pain. But then we think, happiness, that is happiness. When you are not in pain, you must be happy. And the poor, innocent souls, you know, they're like that. They don't feel any pain, and people, they're very happy to do their work. You know, I feel so sorry. And then I ask them, how are you? Oh, I'm happy. But they don't know what is happiness, really. So when I present the books, I tell the boys, you know, this, we help young people also to become free from drugs, from habit of drinking, taking drugs. And how? They learn how to control the mind. Once you control the mind, the intelligence takes over. And the mind controls the senses. The sense controls the habit, the drinking, the object of the senses. So that's how we help people. You may think, oh, these books, you know, then I met one boy, one man. He got a book from another devotee, not from me. But this man, he said, I'm very grateful to the Hare Krishna. I got a Bhagavad Gita in my teenage, and I gave up my habit of drinking, my drinking habit. I said, that's amazing. It's a first step, you know, to live in the mode of goodness, to not be tied up by the modes. Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. But there is more. You carry on reading Bhagavad Gita, there will be more. There will be, you know, higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. Tell people, you know, you don't give up, like Prabhupada says at the end of the purport. You don't give up desires. Desires are there, are bona fide. Carry on holding there. Have as many desires as you wish. Many. Prabhupada is encouraging everyone to have desires. But dovetail your desire in Krishna's service. Then Krishna in your heart becomes the director. Like, you know, my prayer in the morning, it's not embarrassing to pray. You know, it doesn't, sometimes people they think if you pray means you are weak, means you need help. You know, I tell people, you know, proud people, sometimes when I give them a book, or I try to give them a book, you have to learn how to pray to become a better person. I do it every day. Oh, sometimes I hear, but praying, you know, it's if you pray to God, it means you are weak. It means you need help. But I am strong. I don't need any help from anyone. I don't need God's help. I know what to do. I know my strength. I trust myself. So people, they look down on prayers. They think it's a, what do you call it? It's a feeling of shame. You know, it's for priest people or for monks, for people who don't know how to face the cruelty of this world. It's for people. But actually, prayers make strong. Hiranyakashipu prayed to Lord Brahma to become powerful. And Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed. He did the same, but he prayed to Lord Vishnu. As I said, Savai Balam Balinam Chaparisham. By praying, you get that power. You get power. You ask the Lord for prayer. That's what it is, a prayer. It's not that, you know, you meek and humble, you glorify God. No, you ask. You please give me power that I can serve you nicely. I become a better person, a good man. We should all stand in front of Krishna and ask. Ask, you know, for power to become a good devotee. A good person, a good Mataji, a good devotee, an exemplary person. Ask for it. That asking is a prayer. And it's not humiliating. Krishna will give. He's our Father. He wants the best for us. That's why here, then he becomes the director in your heart. Like in the translation, Krishna becomes the director. Then here says, without any entrance, he directs the heart of the living entities of the conditioned soul. But I a little bit disagree on that. You may say, oh, this is a sacrilege. How can you disagree on the Bhagavatam verse? I'll explain. Yes, it's true that Krishna, he doesn't interfere without any entrance, right? There is a word here. Lord Brahma says, O personal view of Godhead, you are situated in every living entity's heart as the supreme director. And therefore you are aware of all endeavors. He's aware of all their plans. By your superior intelligence, Param Dama, Param Brahman, Krishna is the supreme. director without any hindrance whatsoever. So means it doesn't usually interfere. But I'm sure Prabhupada will be happy for me to say that because I'm quoting him. He told the Tribhuvanath once, I am the source of your good fortune. I prayed to the Lord for you to come to me. So that means Prabhupada prayed and the Lord interfered into the heart of Tribhuvanath Prabhu. When I pray in the morning, and I'll show you the, what do you call, the praman in the second video afterwards. I met someone yesterday, a family, this lady. Oh, I recognize you. It's often happening this. You know, people, they say, I recognize you. And I never met the lady before. She says, oh, you must be, you are someone famous. I'm not. It's not. She's not the only one. Quite a few people. I've got about maybe 20 or 30 videos of people saying that they've seen me before, but I never met them before. You will see. What I'm thinking, I've been talking to some devotees about this, is that when I pray, Lord Krishna, you know, please send me some sincere souls to take your book. And somehow or another, they're expecting, you know, someone arranged by the providence. You may think, oh, you're so proud, you know, to think of yourself that you are. But it's not. I'm just a postman. I'm not important. I'm not a. It's not something to boast about, you know. It's any one of you, I'm sure, on Sankirtan Premanava must have, you know, met people that said, oh, I've been waiting for this, or I've been waiting for someone like you to come, or I think I've seen you somewhere. Right, Premanava? Sometimes you feel people that they've known you, you know, by the power of their, you know, yeah, there is that. Sometimes they dream about devotees, or it's not a coin. The Krishna is the director in their heart, and just like when I'm brushing my teeth and I'm taking shower, they're also doing the same thing. They're having breakfast. I'm having breakfast, but those people, they've been tricked by the Lord. He interferes in their heart. Okay, you have to pass urine. Stop on the motorway. Use the toilet. And they meet someone like Vishwambar to give them a book. It's all arranged by Krishna. Sankirtan book distribution, it's a spiritual, completely spiritual activity. It cannot be seen as a mundane activity. People who are destined to receive these books, it's because the Lord has been directing them in their heart. You know, stop here, go shopping today, and then they meet you, any of you. If you don't do the work, then another devotee will do it. Like Krishna said, you know, you just fight to Arjuna. If you don't do it, somebody else will kill for me. So we're going to show these couple of you there about 90s, 1.5 minutes altogether. Does anybody? Oh, you. This is we'll show first the two boys about the drinking, you know, that. And they take a book. They were a little bit drunk. Oh, do you need a mic? No, yeah, you can turn off the light. I mean, this is all related to the class. It's about, you know, what Prabhupada says in the purport. Yeah, this one first, yeah. You can turn off the light if you want, and... Yes, it, yeah.
My name is David. I'm a man of positive everything. I've met a real good man today called Raphael.
Raphael is my name, yeah.
He's introduced us to this wonderful piece. And we've introduced him to the holy water. He's a great man. And we're ready to combat everything and make this world great.
He's a good boy. He gave me a tenner.
He gave me a kiss when he took a book.
Now he's going to stop drinking.
No, never stop.
Okay, give me a kiss on the cheek. On the cheek,
on the lips. Sorry.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
No kiss.
It's like a son.
Read this great piece.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing.
God bless you.
God bless.
Now here on the other side,
we have Josh.
Josh.
Hello, my name is Josh.
Yeah, he also got the book, and he's very close
with
to
God.
Spiritual life
and
to God.
Himself, yeah,
yes.
God.
And
I am the son of the devil.
No, ban him. Throw him in the river.
No,
help me throw him in the river now.
Yes.
He goes in the river. He must.
Anyway, they're nice boys, and they gave a donation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
See, the meaning of it's, you know, I was preaching to them, you know, you could read this book, it will be your guide, you know, to your habit. Not too much, not too little. I don't tell them. In the beginning, he was so drawn, you know, a little bit drawn that he hugged me and he kissed me on the cheek. Said, oh, thank you, how much should I give? He gave a £10 donation for the book. And, you know, they go home with somebody and he promised to read the book. And these books, they regulate the senses of the people. I meet a lot of people, you know, that sometimes they have habit of drugs, and I tell them to read a Bhagavad Gita, and it helps them. So, the second one is about, you know, people thinking that they know me.
Something.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Something.
This is, what's your name?
Charlie,
nice
that's
to meet
yesterday.
You today, Charlie.
Nice
she's
to meet you
actually
too.
She believes in mindfulness. Every night she does meditation.
We both do.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes.
And when you saw me, you said I had
a recognizable face. Maybe someone famous.
Oh.
We were drawn to each other.
Thank you very much. Anyway, read this book. It's a good book about karma, meditation, yoga.
Thank
you. Know, quite a few people, they're saying recently that they recognize me. But maybe because they've seen me around in the car park or something. But I don't think we've ever met before.
Never.
But anyway, she's got a nice family. Charlie?
Say hi, everyone.
Say hi. There's a nice family, the daddy. Beautiful children. God bless you. Make sure you read the book, yeah?
We will.
So this is the thing, you know, sometimes, you know, we go out and meet people, you know, they somehow or another they think, oh, I recognize you. Like Simon Cowell, he came out of the car, he got attracted by the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, I recognize you. You must be someone famous. There are quite a few people, they said... I said, I'm not famous, I'm man of God. And there's another boy. Anyway, I've got quite a few videos, but it's really an adventure. You know, people, when you dedicate in a surrendered way to preaching, especially book distribution, you go out, you will find, you know, it's a mysterious journey. People appear to be, you know, that they've known you for ages. They found an old friend. That's what it is. Somehow or another, they are the Krishna in their heart. It's making them recognizing the messenger. That's what it is, really. And devotees, but that's what Ramananda Roy says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya said, who is famous? Who has the greatest reputation? The devotees. Whoever preach the signs of the gospel of Krishna, he becomes famous. Not just in this world, in the three worlds, like Shivram Swami was giving a class last time here. Beautiful class about... It's interesting, you know, that after class he came running towards me. I was right on the back. It was all about the fame. And he said he was eating this... Were you there on that day? Eating the fruit. He said, Vishwambar, you will become famous. This was about 6-7 months ago. You are famous. You will become famous in the eyes of Lord Chaitanya. And it's quite... And he was saying, you know, Ramananda Roy told the Lord Chaitanya, a Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, who preach, he becomes famous, you know, eternally in the eyes of the spiritual world. But anyway, we're trying to do a little something. So there is any points, any questions or anything you would like to ask? Yes. You need a microphone?
My question is, how do we know when we're running away from what the Lord is telling us? And when do we know we're actually listening to Him?
Well, how do we know that we are running away from the directions that the Lord is giving us? You will know when you fall in the ditch. When you fall in the ditch and you are in trouble, that means something went wrong. So then you have to ask yourself, am I doing what the Lord wants me to do? So you have to always ask yourself, you know, am I doing what the sadhu says or the shastra says, the guru says? You know, we always have that guidance. That's how we know. But every time we are in trouble means, like the child, you tell the child, you know, don't put the hand in the fire. But then he puts the hand in the fire, he gets burned and he cries, he feels the pain. So that pain is good. Because that pain